trust God. No. That's what you need to do. This world will challenge you. You will face a lot of problems. You will encounter a lot of pain. People can hurt you. But all you need to do is simply to trust Him. Trust that God will give you enough strength to overcome every problem. Trust that He will provide you with enough grace every day. Trust that He will sustain you. Above all, trust in God's great love for you. He loves you so much. He will never abandon you. God doesn't look at our sins. He doesn't condemn us. He loves us for who we are. That's why He deserves your trust. God will never hurt you. He will heal all your scars. But you need to trust Him along the process. Because sometimes we can't understand His ways. For He is greater than the things that we can comprehend. It's better to trust God than to rely on our own understanding. God is wiser. Hallelujah, amen. He is great and powerful. Jesus here. So trust Him even more. Trust Him even if you are in pain. Trust Him even if you are going through a difficult season right now. Surrender everything to Him, for He will rescue you. He is always with you. The more you trust God, the more He will do great things for you. We need to have a solid relationship with Him, and it takes trust to build that solid foundation. Let Him be the center of your life. Let Him be the reason why you do things. Trust that God will do something great in your life. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen. Faith comes after humility. Faith starts the moment you will learn. It acknowledging the fact, the more you rely in His presence, the more you increase your faith. Because faith is not about striving. It's simply an act of surrender. Is trusting God even if you can't see anything. It's believing in Him even if what's happening around you. And above all, faith is simply a gift from God. It's the kind of thing that you need, and you just have to open your heart. Faith is powerful than you think. Even Jesus said to His word, blessed are those who have not seen and ye. So keep the faith. People may not visually see it in you, but faith only happens on the inside. And only God knows what you truly believe and hope for. And sometimes faith is the reason why you keep on going, because you simply believe in the love of God. You simply acknowledge Him to your life, but then you still believe in His promises. You know that no matter what happens, God will never leave. He will never abandon you. And He will stay faithful until the end. So whatever it is that you are going, just have faith. Just learn to surrender everything. Depend more in God. And you will be amazed about the next thing that will happen. Know who God is in your life. Remind yourself over and over again. Don't forget that He is faithful. Just trust Him with your life. He is your Father and He will take good care of you. Don't worry. Don't be so occupied with your emotions. Just lift off everything to Jesus. Increase your faith and let Him move. Rest in His arms. For God will make a way. Receive His peace. Receive His grace. And above all, just receive His gift of faith. No, Jesus is awesome. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, hallelujah, amen. Emmanuel, Jesus. Emmanuel, God. Hallelujah, amen, God. Hallelujah, amen. If you are in need, if you are struggling with your finances, if you have something that you've prayed for, if you are asking God for some opportunities, if you are praying for favor, God will provide. And He will give it to you according to His perfect timing. Sometimes He will give exactly what you ask Him. Sometimes He gives something better. But one thing that's for sure, He will power out the blessings that you need. He will sustain you. He is listening to you. God knows what your heart wants, not. If He was able to take good care of the birds in the sky, if He was able to provide food for the wild creature, if He was able to sustain the plants here on earth, then He can possibly take care of you, His beloved. So if you think that God doesn't care for you, if you think that God is not listening to your prayers, if what you experience right now, it is the exact opposite, then you need to remember that God's ways are beautiful, but He is always faithful. He will never leave you. So cast all your cares on Him. Stop worrying about your future. Stop worrying about what you are going to do. Stop worrying about your problems. Increase your faith. Do not stop hoping for the best. Do not stop dreaming. Do not stop praying. Stop looking at your problems. Seek first the kingdom of God instead. For in His word, He promised that all these things shall be added unto you. Not. Do not worry for tomorrow. Do not worry for tomorrow will worry for itself. Learn to trust God. He will take good care of you. He will always be there for you and your family. Stay in love and continue to bless His holy name, for the reward that is coming not is more than what you can comprehend. Hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. It takes time, so please wait. It takes more experience. That's why you need to be patient. Don't be in a hurry. Enjoy the process. Because you will never come back. You will never be in the same place and same time. There's something important that you need to learn. That's why don't push things too much. Because maybe God wants us to discover better perspective about the people around us. God wants us to grow and prosper. But we need to walk with Him. Hallelujah, amen. We need to spend our journey with Him. Hallelujah, amen. We need to listen to His voice, not and be sensitive with His presence. He has His own timeline. And sometimes He works in ways we never really expect. He wants us to trust Him even more. He wants us to have faith in Him. He wanted to grow, but we don't want to commit mistakes. We never really realize that. Failures can be great blessings. It can teach things that can change us. It can redirect our lives. And sometimes points us to the right path. We wanted to experience new things. We are afraid that we might get hurt. We never really realize that pain makes us human, and unless we try, we will never experience how it feels like to love. You are blessed enough to receive all the blessings that you have it. So don't worry if it ever it takes too long. You may not notice it. But God knows that you are growing. So open your heart. Listen to advice. And above all, always read the Bible. Because in this season of waiting, God will minister to you and He will teach you what to do. Until that moment comes when you realize that all this time God prepared something wonderful for you. Hallelujah, amen. We are waiting, God. Hallelujah, amen. In the name of you and our beloved Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. Emmanuel, Jesus, Emmanuel, God. Lord, fill me with the wonder of your love. Let me discover the beauty of your emotions. For me, that cannot be ignored. I adore you, and as I look into your eyes, I know you feel the same. Countless times, and in my myriad of ways, You reach for me with invisible love that is more tangible than any human substance. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Father God, please teach me how to rest, Lord. I just don't know how to do it. I know I wanted to pause for a while because it seems like I am so troubled inside, but I don't know where to start, Lord. Please teach me how to trust in you. I can't surrender everything because I am afraid. I am scared to feel the pain again. Take away all my fears inside, Lord, that I may be able to choose your love always. I wanted to take a break, Lord. Maybe I am just too bombarded to the point that feels so helpless. Teach me how to believe in your power. Open my heart, Lord, and heal all the pain I have inside. Increase my faith in you. Teach me how to accept the things that I can't control. Give me a humble heart, Lord, that I may always listen to your words and follow your voice. I can't seem to find the exact word to describe what I feel inside. It's so chaos and messed up. That's why I need you to rescue me. That's what I need. I wanted to be with you, Lord. I want to know you even more. I want to encounter your love every day. Teach me how to honor you even when I am struggling. I just want your peace, Lord. Because you alone can satisfy my heart. Take away all the burdens I feel inside. I just want to be in your presence. I want to give myself the chance to rest. Please teach me how to do it. Amen, hallelujah, amen. Emmanuel, Jesus, Emmanuel, God, hallelujah, amen, Jesus, hallelujah, amen, Heavenly Father God, thank you for everything. A prayer for to find God. I rest today, Father, knowing that you have chosen this day for me. This is your day. Let me rejoice and be glad in it. I am anxious to see what this day holds. I am excited to see what you have in store for me. What treasure you have hidden for me to find, so that I know you are my Lord. Give me your strength to move into the opportunity you have placed before me, for your way is perfect. When my anxiety and fears step in front of me, let me be strong and glorify your name. then others will see the work of my living. Refresh my weary bones, renew my soul and renew me. I know you have purpose for me and I want to be able to do your good work. And battles I may need, and you will win. The enemy will try to make me fail. I will make me feel like I cannot achieve any harm. Speak to me in a new way. Let me hear your whisper. Let me know your voice. So the enemy's lies will not take over me. Sometimes I may have to lose everything to gain. Help me to understand the work you are doing in me. Light my path so I know where to go. Grant me peace in my times of despair. I ask that as I walk with you today, that you bring me. Let me walk in submission. I will walk in obedience, seeking your hidden treasures. I am calling on you, Lord, and I will be victorious in your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, God and Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, God and Jesus. Father, I come into your presence today. Having so much I could pray about. But instead, I simply want to be with you and to listen. Speak to me. Share what's on your heart. Let me encounter new realms of your and love as I wait upon you. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, I acknowledge you all that I am helping a lot of African children. I have already 8 children. I afford them and help them. But there are more than 8, and many of them struggling, and they have hard life, and they are poor. They have lost their parents, and they are homeless, and they need help. And I ask you if it is possible for you to donate to my Swish account. 0700910070, also 0700910070. We appreciate your donation, and we are going also to show the receipt if you want it. Thank you very much. God bless you.